Sonny boy, did you ever hear about those hardships way back in the year of 29? When who was in port? Took us off a Camel cigarette and put us on golden grain. I'm gonna tell you a little about the Red Cross store, the hardship that I had to go through with. Me and my girl talked last night, talked for about an hour. Brownie go to the Red Cross store, get a sack of Red Cross flour. I said, no, baby, I don't wanna go. Thought I'll rob a bank for you, woman, but I won't go to that Red Cross store. Why? Them old Red Cross people sure to treat you mean. One can of tomatoes, two or three cans of beans. I said, no, baby, I don't want to go. Why, Brownie? Thought I'd rob a bank or stop a train, but I won't go to that Red Cross store. Now you can go down in the morning. They'll ask you how do you feel. They'll give you a bag of tomatoes, a peck of boiled meal. I said, no, little girl Brownie don't want to go. I'll do anything in the world for you, but I won't go to that welfare store. Now, you know, when that man was in president, who was his name? He took me off of Camel cigarettes and put me on golden grain. I said, no, Lord, I don't want to go. Well, I said, I'll quit smoking before I go to the Red Cross store. There ain't no need of me working so hard, sonny. I got a girl in the white folks' yard. Ah, she told me, no, Brownie, you don't have to go. Why? I'll bring your meal from the kitchen. Stay away from that Red Cross store. Play it for Brownie and see how she say talking. Now, Hoover, he once told us he's gonna make things all right. Give us one can of chipped beef and two or three cans of kraut. I told him, no, no. Well, you know I don't wanna go. Well, I'll do anything for you, baby. I won't go to the Red Cross store. Sonny, I done found me another girl. Said you're gonna get herself a job. Take care of me while these doggone times are hard. I told her, yes, yes. Well, you know I don't wanna go. When you get your money, get your check cashed, I'll stay from the Red Cross store.